me like he thinks he's Starman.
You gotta watch. I didn't know about her past drug history.
Past drug history.
Whatever her fucking pronouns is, I don't know what the fuck. She had me lost the fuck when Neil deGrasse Tyson jumped on and was just like, shouted, we shouldn't call the aliens because it will offend them.
Right.
He's like, shouted, these are interdimensional beings that can travel the speed of light, and you think they're gonna be offended by us calling them aliens?
Your mind is already fucked up.
Bruh, it's fried. Like, damn, I don't know. I'm so sorry for what she's been through.
But at the same time, her relapse is
no, bro. Fentanyl, heroin.
Yeah.
Like, damn, like, you saying shit like that. I can't even make a... What you
but she don't
joke?
Have anybody on her team that's like, we can't spin it. We don't know how to tell her to not say this shit. Like...
Charlotte just got back out of rehab. This is like not picking on people with addiction problems. It's like, nah, Charlotte.
But yeah, at the same time, that's just like, okay, say for instance, we get famous and then everybody's like, oh, this fucking Macchio Metal, this motherfucker keep talking about the aliens coming, and then they finally sent them to rehab. But then as soon as I get out, I'm talking about, nah, fuck the aliens coming. There's these mantis creatures in the earth, and I just flip the script to something else. It's like, dog, there's a cry for help in there somewhere. That something's trying to be said.
You saying we can't call aliens aliens because it would hurt their feelings. At this point, I'm like,
there's something trying to be said.
You got other shit you need to be worried about instead of what other the fuck that. We calling aliens.
Yes.
Like, that's just a word. Like, I think maybe we need to update some of our language, but we get, like, bro, you can't tell me to use shit words for 30, 40 years.
I'm sorry, an alien is exactly that, a creature that is not of this place.
Right. So, like, that's what my question would have been, what you want us to call them? Like, what we gonna call them? Like, I see this shit all the time. Like, it's not even the National Enquirer now. Like, when I see alien stuff, I see UFOs up post CBS, I see UFO news coverage weekly.
Because now they're trying to desensitize everybody to the shit.
Yeah. It seemed like a complete, like, oh, if you see this shit, don't be shocked.
Yeah, the debrief is happening in front of our faces, but now they just doing it in a way to make it so nonchalant that now you don't think about it no more. At first, it was like, hey, if somebody say they see some aliens, them motherfuckers crazy. But right. Now it's like, nah, if you see them, you know, you just see them now. You know what I'm saying? They know they out there. We just don't know what they are.
Go viral.
Yeah, right, exactly. Record that shit so you can go viral with it.
Shout out to you. G4 is back. And my boy, Casmono Yaz, you know, popped up on G4 twice.
I mean, I keep popping up because I'm just going to keep interacting with him.
You interacting, you done popped up.
I'm going to keep interacting with him.
Talked about the dude that had the Bob Lazar model.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, he didn't have an actual model. Okay,
was it a painting or was
no,
it a...
So during the Christmas break, Thanksgiving break or whatever, they did a lot of remote episodes.
Right.
And what Attack of the Show decided to do is Kevin Pereira, after he left G4, he started his own podcast. And when they brought Attack of the Show back, he was like, well, I'm going to bring my podcast back in essence. But they call it, they got one that they do that's called Vibe Check, which is just like the off the cuff,
right,
loose format. They just talk about random shit on the internet or, you know, random topics that they want to talk about. And then they have Attack the Loop, which might be about a specific topic or whatever.
Gotcha.
So, while Kevin was out on vacation, you know, he's got an RV, so he travels around his RV on vacation or whatnot. They had another host named Kasim G. And they were recording from his house. And he had a picture in the background that Bob Lazar had drawn of the sport model that he worked on at S4. Mm-hmm. Area 51. Yeah. And I saw it on that episode. I even said something to him about it on that episode.
Right.
And then he was like, before the official show came on, they had like little, while they were recording other shit that was just like live feed, I was just interacting with them through Twitch or whatever. And I said something to Kasim about the Bob Lazar, and he was like, yeah, you know, I got another Bob Lazar, as a matter of fact, that I'm getting framed now, and I might show it to y'all when I get it back. But he was like, yeah, because I 80% believe what he said. You know, right. I feel like 80% of what he said might be true, or 80% believe what he says is true. And he gave a shout out to a video, or a series of videos, that's going around on Reddit right now from Catalina Island.
Yeah, I meant to look that up.
Yeah, that, you know, a new UFO has been spotted or whatever. But I'm going to keep interacting with G4. I mean, I watched them when they first came out. I'm watching them now that they're back. And I'm just going to ask them one day. I'm going to be like, look, man, do y'all need some, like, East Coast correspondence or something? Because I will fuck with y'all, because I fucked with G4 back in the day when it was on the air. I love the fact that they're back. I watch everything that they got that comes on. I'm in the chats when they're there. I mean, I'm not always interacting with the chats, but when they talk about stuff I want to talk about, like, I'll interact, and they have actually, you know, responded to me when I was interacting with them, so I'm gonna keep fucking with them, man. G4 is, you know, they still here.
Yeah, man.
They still here.
I'm gonna have to jump back on and get into, you know, just get back into the game sphere, because it'd be sucking with my little cousin. She'd be knowing all these gamers and all these Twitch streamers and everything, and
yeah,
you know, what's been going on. I just see popular news pop up, like Pokimane getting banned for some shit again, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
I hear the name Pokimane, I'm thinking I'm gonna see some dude that look like you.
Right.
And I see this
super cute ass
white
chick.
Girl, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Oh, but her name is Pokimane. Yep.
Oh, you got the name.
She's Pokimane.
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 Yep.
I mean, from Starmane to Pokimane. Shout out.
Yeah, dog. It's a strange world we live in now in gaming.
Yeah.
And that's why, I mean, I try to watch them, because I'm waiting on the episode to come on. But they're gonna do either a vibe check or an Attack the Loop, where they talk about, you know, NFTs and all that shit from both sides. They're gonna have an expert that's for, an expert that's against. They all gonna talk about it openly, and I'm waiting for that to come out so I can see it, because there was one episode of Attack of the Show when Kevin wanted to talk about NFTs, and they have a live chat now, so they can see live what's going on, what people want to see, what people don't want to see, what they are rating the episode as it's happening, as it's being filmed and broadcast. And he was given a lot of good information, but at the core of it, people did not want to hear anything about it just based on the air, the atmosphere around it.
Right.
And they decided to pull the whole segment before it could even be finished. And he was like, I feel bad because I did a disservice to even a topic that I was passionate about, that I wanted to talk about and finish, and he didn't get to finish it. So he's gonna give everybody a chance to hear what they want to hear from both sides. The people that are for it, they can get the people that are for it to defend them, and the people that are against it, they can have the people against it to defend them, and they can get equal representation and hear fully what's supposed to be going on here. Because what we're getting in the game sphere is some shit that gamers as a whole, we like, we don't want this shit. You can keep that, whatever you gonna do with it, do it over there. Don't put that shit in my fucking game. That's all we care about. But game companies are like, no, we're gonna do it. We gonna put them out there. We gonna bring these shits in. Yep.
I wanna shout out Cosmic Play, IG, Cosmic Play _, for the little voting today.
Okay.
Female video game round 4. I don't know how Sam's losing to Lady Dimitrescu, but I kind of understand why.
Yeah.
Cause hey, game ain't no Metroid to game.
Yeah.
With, yeah, it's, that's why. Yeah,
that's exactly
Zatanna
it.
Zatanna versus Raven. Raven is winning 73-27.
That's cause most people don't know who Zatanna is at this point.
That is true too. Alright, okay, Hinata, she did not look like that in Naruto versus...
No, she didn't.
Mirako.
Nope.
From My Hero. Look, and I ain't caught up on that. My Hero, I ain't watched none of that shit. I'm so far behind. I did finish Jobs Reincarnation.
Even new movie. new My Hero movie, I didn't even see that.
girl gets in your bed and whispers in your ear, I want your kittens and my kitty now.
What did I say?
Oh, you mean about the rubber?
I didn't say that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's some anime shit. Oh, man. Like.
Hell no. I pulled the Harry Potter on that ass.
I mean, that was his cousin.
Yeah, I pulled the Harry Potter Expelliarmus on that. You get the fuck away from me.
No, I was just watching this anime and I'm just like, that's your cousin. She just put it on you, but that's okay.
Kitty wants the kittens, though.
Kitty wants your kittens, bro.
No.
No, no. You my cousin. But that's what they do over there. You my biological cousin and shit.
I find that I got more to do with the royalty. Like the nobles in Japan, people are closely related. Yeah, keep the blood pure. They said throughout Japan, when you get outside of like nobles, like regular Japanese people, they're like, nah, we really don't do that nowadays like we did back in the day. But them noble people who got royal blood,
right?
That royal blood near royal blood.
Still, yeah, but yeah. We, you know, that's trailer park trash over in the easy.
Oh, over here, you know,
regardless of what it is, it's still trailer park shit. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no matter where you are, that's trailer park as fuck.
Like, that's your cousin.
Even the UK kings and queens, that's trailer park shit, bro. Right. Like, you want your first cousin to marry your daughter just because you want to keep that royal bloodline cousin connection.
Like, let's say me and my first cousin. Me and my first cousin, we got like, you know, our dads are brothers. So, you know.
But they both kings in their own right, and they got these regions.
Our dads are brothers. So I'm a cousin. You know what I'm saying? My uncle had a son. I'm my dad's son.
Mm-hmm.
He has a daughter. I have a son. Our kids gonna play with each other, but not like that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finna have them doing that kind of shit, dog.
But I mean, like, I guess when you get into family bloodlines, the head of the family, small, you know, you never really think of that shit. Like arranged marriages, like that shit had to be rough, right? Back in the day, arranged marriages, like someone's like, nah, you're gonna get married.
Even still to this day, because people that still live with this arranged marriage deal, dog, bro. Yeah.
I met people who still do arranged marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, I met this girl, she was Indian, and she was like, my sister got married through an arranged marriage. She didn't know the guy at first, she didn't like him, but they grow together and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
I got
blah.
A friend who's going through it right now.
It was more or less, from what I understand, it was like, you have so long to find a man
or a woman.
If you don't,
it's time for you to come and holler at your auntie. And she's gonna go and get her friends, and they gonna hook you up with some dude, and then y'all go on this date. Whatever y'all discuss in between there, then either y'all work out, well, are we gonna get married or not? Okay, it goes on to the next person. I have a friend who is currently going through that. She grew up in Alabama, country as fuck, but her dad is Egyptian, but she's technically, which I guess you would call Lebanese or whatever.
Like Liberian girl.
Yeah. And
nah, it's Lebanese. I fucked that all up.
So she's at the point now where she's like, well, I haven't gotten married yet. I had a boyfriend and, you know, that didn't work out or whatever. So I asked my auntie and she then decided to find me the person. Yeah. So now she's got to meet these dudes and go out on a date with him and talk to him. And I mean, like, Grandma, it's legit on some.
Nah.
They never met him before. They got to meet and hang out. And then it's like, well, what do you like? I like this, this, and this, this, this. Oh, okay. Are you traditional? Like, do you, you know, are you going to be like a quiet type wife, or are you independent? Guess. Are you Americanized or whatever? Because she grew up in Alabama. She'll whoop your ass in Madden, bro. Like, she's an American chick. She's like my homegirl. Like, when I met her was at the Art Institute. She was going to culinary school to be a chef. Can cook out this world. Like, her dad, that's what their family has over there in Egypt. They got a restaurant. So she cooks in the restaurant and shit. But I mean, she's a cool ass chick. She can play video games.
Right.
Reads comics and shit.
Can she cook collard greens?
Yeah, she's from Alabama.
Egyptian collard green cooker.
She's from Alabama, nigga.
Okay.
Her mama's white.
Jiffy
her
bread.
Dad Jiffy is bread. The
Yeah, Middle Eastern.
Yeah, the Middle Eastern person. But he came to America like in the early 60s, 70s. So he was like a type dude. So he's super relaxed. But that was just
grandma's.
That's
really,
what their family got.
Grandma's used to have friends with some fine ass granddaughters back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Back in the day, I remember Miss Shirley Bell, the granddaughter. Duh. You should meet her. Then you like, man, I don't want to meet Miss Shirley Bell granddaughter.
And then you do her. And it's like, oh, you
made, I'm coming over, like, let me know her? Let me know next time.
She'll right be. Y'all need to tell me this stuff.
Every time. Can I spend the night?
Right. She's gonna be, show me a Polaroid.
She'll be here the weekend.
Hey.
Okay, I'll
be right. Show that me a Polaroid.
Hey, that shit happened to me one time. I met the girl, fully had to sit shut up by the grandparents. Man, this chick started. I'm off the minute. This chick ran off with goddamn.
Oh man,
it's over.
It was over. Oh with. Man, she met this nigga. It was over. It ain't
happened. Ain't nothing you can do. Right. Ain't nothing you can do.
Man, shout out to him, boy. That shit was. But it used to
like
happen.
I'm mixed, but I ain't mixed like that. He fucking like Filipino, bro. Right, I can't fuck with him.
But no, right. It used to be like that. But I don't know, man. Like I think Hollywood done fucked us up, because you already think like if she arranged, you know, she gonna be hot, and you gonna be like, oh, she gonna be fine. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You gonna be like,
true,
the jackpot. Because you know, the lucky guy in all the animes, all the girls are cute.
Mm-hmm.
All the girls are cute. They're never.
And that's the thing. See, you try to attribute cute to being Hollywood, as in fine as fuck. But it's like these, what you would call everyday cute girls, are the ones that end up being arranged marriages, because nobody finds them like overly attractive, and they rich, but they not like, oh, I'm balling out around the world rich, but they family got money, and all she gotta do is get married. It don't matter who she married, she just needs to marry somebody.
Have you seen this new VR though? Did you see the video?
I was gonna get to it, dog. This VR shit.
I gotta find the VR so I can show it to you, Tay, man.
This VR shit
is wild in the motherfucker.
Cause this man just got the Oculus for the younglings. The Oculus 2 for his younglings. And then PlayStation just came out with the specs for the new VR 2 at CES. And I'm like, bro.
Yeah, that's a good investment right there too, man. Mm-hmm. Very good.
So I was going to let you go ahead and put it on the record how you feel about Oculus and your experience.
I think it's, you know, very interactive and very open, and a little bit too open. You know what I mean? I did read an article where, you know, they said it was not enough security on there. You know, you got kids and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
They can get into any kind of, you know, piracy damn sites and, mm-hmm. and you know, the airstrip, XXX, XXX, and all that good right. stuff going on. So other than that, man, it's like one of the best experiences I've had as far as VR.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
And then the fact that it's self-contained, you don't have to hook it up to your laptop.
Yeah.
You don't have to hook it up to your PlayStation. It's strictly in the headset.
It's all in the headset. Yeah. Games, you know, videos, all everything you can do. And you know, it's pretty good, man.
So, the only thing you don't like is that it's so open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want my kids, you know.
So what is your perspective on the concept of this whole metaverse shit?
Nah, that's better if you can see the video. But he tearing that shit up, bruh.
He's in VR fucking.
In VR fucking, bro. He is tearing that VR shit up. Like, they got the little. Yeah, I'm not looking at him doing his thing. He has this plastic mannequin like figure.
Where he's fucking that, but in the VR, he is fucking the character.
Literal character. Like, bro.
That's what they got going on.
Kids, bro. It's like.
Because you can fuck anything digital you want.
More
options.
You don't
have to worry about it.
All it has to do is just, you know, get the little flesh booty and
there you go.
Throw the little heat packet in the microwave.
You good to go.
Good to go, boy. Yeah. Just
that's becoming more of a normal too.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work one day and my coworker was like, he's single. He was like, Ken, hey, you know this store up here, this novelty store, I want to ship store. They got the flashlight packet. I was like, flashlight packet? Like, who the hell comes out in the opening and just has a, you know, a whole topic about a flashlight pocket? And he was talking about the vagina goddamn pocket flashlight. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it was the fad. I was like, man, hopefully I never get to that point. But it's different though these days. You got that many options, because women always had options anyway with dildos and shit like that.
But yeah, but see,
for that, they got the rolls, and they all on social media going crazy about the rolls.
Right. And it's the little suction shit and all this.
But let them find out a man got a flashlight.
Yeah. Oh, it's over with.
And you getting clowned. You getting killed.
Exactly.
You getting straight up killed. Like, nah, okay, so I was in a barbershop.
You out here fucking fake pussies, but like, shorty,
you got as the long fucking as
time,
rose.
Right, as long as time has begun, you've been fucking fake dicks. Like, what are you talking about?
Bro, I was at I mean, things done changed. And I don't judge nobody kink. So I was getting my hair cut last night. I'm at the barbershop, you know, getting a nice little fade line up, getting all, you know, trying to look good, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm in there talking, and I was telling, you know, I just got a tooth pulled. You know, my tooth was rotten. So I told him the story. I said, hey, I took the tooth out. As soon as I got home, first thing I did was smell it. Mm-hmm. And just to realize my tooth smelled like shit, but my tooth stank. And I was like, damn, my breath was smelling like that. Like, dang, ain't nobody tell me. I've been whispering to people. I bet that shit was halitosis. Like, I had a decaying rotten tooth, so my breath had to stink. I kind of knew it was, so I was buying expensive mouthwash to get rid of the smell, because I suspected something was up. I got rid of the rotten tooth because I just want to have fresh breath, you know. So I just had my dentist, you yanked that motherfucker out. Anyway, he was just like, oh boy, you talking about that stink, bro. But after the night when you get that brown eye. And I had to pause, like,
no, fuck that.
And he was just like, oh no, boy, you got the brown eye banded over here. You know, you gotta wake up, baby. I gotta let me wash my teeth first. You wanna kiss you in the morning? I'm like, no. Kiss you. Motherfuckers talking about getting a diaper change.
Yeah.
Or talking about, you know, eating groceries.
Brown eye banded, yeah.
And going,
you know,
to sleep.
That is, yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. Not only are y'all doing that, but y'all going to
straight
sleep.
To sleep.
Straight to sleep?
Yes.
Ass to
yes.
mouth.
Right after
with
that.
Ass mouth? You going straight to sleep with booty mouth?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cavities and such.
Yeah.
I mean, I know classy women. They'll do it till the kids come home and at least go gargle before they get back in the bed. Right. But you talking about the booty? Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Booty.
Yeah. That's some people get down like that.
I mean, I am not trying to trade licking the clitoris for licking the fucking hemorrhoid, bro. Like,
no.
Y'all got it. Don't let Eco get y'all with this.
This bullshit. You know, this to eat the booty like grocery shit, bro, man. Like, don't let her cute face and nice little voice fool you, man.
Big Sean, like, bro, that was just a line. We don't do that. Like, that was
it
just
sound
a song
good on the track.
On
bro.
The track. She done went on
it
record.
It sound
track.
Good look, on the track.
I just said that shit in the song, bro. Like, I did not know y'all from the, but that was gonna be the new craze. So the back.
It ain't the new craze, it's just people do booty stuff, man. It's always gonna be taboo. That's just how it is.
Right.
People will tell you they titty fuck somebody before they'll tell you that they put their finger in somebody's butt. And it's weird. Like, you didn't say you fucked her in the butt. You won't even tell me that you put your finger in her butt. But you tell me that you fucked her in the titties and then you nutted in her nose. Like, I mean, it's weird. Like, the contrast between, like, the butt being so nasty. And then the way that they portray Quagmire on Family Guy. He was talking about fucking in a hole that didn't exist. It was the crease behind the knee. It's a hole that exists if you believe. And no, that was more
ear.
Acceptable. Yeah,
the
fucking in the ear was more acceptable than fucking in the ass.
Yep.
Which Catholic people are like, oh yeah, as long as you, you know, don't fuck vaginally, then you're still pristine for marriage. You can do it in the butt. You can do her in the mouth, or, you know, whatever. And they want to make that shit so hardcore, like, oh, it's
but
so bad.
The pressure, though. You go from VR, you trying to get your king in one
people,
way. You diving in a whole different ocean.
But you getting the athlete's foot on the tip of your dick because you gonna let this chick goddamn gorilla grip you with her feet. As opposed to fucking her in the ass, man. Like,
hold on. Try to jack me off with her feet. I tried at least once.
I mean, that's cool and all. I just don't like feet. Personally, I'm not. That has nothing to do with any of that. I'm just saying that people will tell you that they let a chick give them the goddamn King Kong rather than that they fucked her in the ass. You know what I mean? And it's like,
I seen the green. Okay. I saw the Green Giant recently, right? It's an A24 movie, so I knew it was gonna be some weird shit. But
that's one I haven't seen.
But check it out. But there is a scene in it. Small spoiler, ain't got shit to do with the story.
Okay.
Mary, a king has this castle. Tells the guy,
the Green Knight.
The Green Knight.
Okay.
So it's not the knight, but it's some dude that's telling the guy who's going to look for the Green Knight, you can stay here. Blah blah blah. His wife is like, hey, I want you to fuck me. He's like, look, I got somebody back home I love. You're married. I'm not gonna disrespect your husband after he done let me came. And y'all has get a place
and stay
to
here.
Stay here and feed me. I'm not gonna do that shit. She pressured him again. The guy kind of took him outside on some shit like, hey, I'ma just tell you now, you can do whatever you want in my house. Whatever's mine is yours. But whatever you do,
don't fuck my wife in the vagina.
That ain't what he said. What he said was, whatever you do to my wife, I got to do to you. So he really like, bruh, shout out, I ain't fucking with you, cause your husband already let me know.
If I fuck you in any capacity, he gets to fuck me in whatever capacity that was.
Harold Kumar.
She steals a kiss, and you know, he kind of come in his hand because she kind of jacked him off. And, you know, he kissed her. He was like,
"Oh, that's cheating.
That's not
like,
what we're doing.
Fuck, bruh. That's cheating."
But this nigga pulled
she
up.
She kissed him and jacked him off at the same time.
But this nigga pulled up on that neck.
That's cheating. Oh,
that king came with that sword, bro. He grabbed by his goddamn coat.
Yeah.
Caressed his beard.
Oh, no.
Put that tongue down that nigga throat. But it was just you lucky you ain't fuck her, but you kissed her, so I got to kiss you. Had the sword there, like, you say no, I'ma stab you with this shit.
Oh.
But I told you, whatever you did to my wife,
I get
I'ma
to
do
you.
And he kissed her. So the nigga kissed him, and I'm just like, bruh, I ain't with none of that shit.
I can't fuck with that either.
He warned you.
That's some cuckold shit on a whole other level,
bruh. Like, bruh.
Yeah, I'm not gonna fuck my wife, but whatever you do to my wife, I get to do to you. Fuck that.
No.
Deal breaker.
No. I don't want your wife.
And then she cheated, though. She cheated. She stole the kiss and jacked him off in her. Come on, Shawty. You know I like you, but I can't fuck with that shit.
What she did was she put his hand on his thing and made him do it. So, you know, because they relieved the scene. He gets up and you just see his hand. You see all the cum on his hand and shit, like on Shinji Ikari shit.
But, still no, dog.
But yeah, just sidebar. I say check it out. I'm going to watch The Last Duel.
I was going to watch it anyway. I got to watch The Last Duel because I heard it was real good.
But yeah, I've seen the VR shit. Like I said, I've seen porn VR. I've seen this other VR. It's a different sexual pressure now. Everything's hyperbolic, hypersexual, and hyper movie.
But
and
see,
shit,
man, but that's not what's going to put VR over the top, bro. That's VR. What's going to put VR over the top? Like I said,
I mean, you're going to get a chocolate cornet.
Bro, let's not. No.
You're going to get the chocolate cornet.
No. Okay. No. It's already bad enough that I'm very limited on certain baked goods I can look at wholeheartedly, bro. Don't put that on me, dog. I don't need that. I don't need
damn
that extra.
Donut. Chocolate donut.
It's so bad, dog. Like, you can't look at no baked good the same anymore. Like,
American Pie killed that. Like, them try doing the pies.
Like, nigga, I'm fucking anything that's baked in the oven, nigga. I fuck anything.
No,
custard.
A girl recently was asking me about, you know, how I felt about mermaids, cause she wants to believe that mermaids exist and sirens. And I was like,
I believe that.
You can believe that. I said, well, I personally believe niggas got drunk on a boat and fucked a dolphin.
Hey, man, look,
wet goddess.
Yeah, dog. Like, hey, the wet goddess exists. That's something totally different, dog.
No, motherfuckers, they learn, you know, rubbing a dolphin's belly is the equivalent to masturbating
a dolphin.
They
didn't know that shit. I get that,
dog. Niggas got drunk on boats.
And fuck dolphins.
Manatees or whatever the fuck. I feel like.
But at the same time, I still also believe that there's some mystical creatures in the ocean, and mermaids is one of them. I do believe that. Some people were out there lonely as fuck. Yeah, fucking manatees and dolphins and porpoises. I do believe that.
Bruh.
But at the same time,
if I get drunk on the show, cause a bunch of niggas, and I fuck a fish, if I fuck a mammal, if I fuck any of this shit, and I got to tell the homies, I'm gonna lie and tell you it was the bad.
It looked like a chick at the top, right? Right. On top, it was a badass chick.
I'm gonna tell you how sexy she was, cause
yeah,
this gotta be an epic.
But she looked like a fish from the bottom.
Just like, no, nigga, you fucked the fish. You know what you did.
Some motherfuckers fuck fish.
You got barnacles on your balls.
There are some, you know, there are some magical creatures in the ocean, dog. I just
got
believe
barnacles
that
on your balls.
Yeah, some niggas got barnacle balls. That's true. They do.
Lord have mercy.
And some really got them from Atlanta on, you know, Futurama. And some got it from Atlanta. Yeah, no, and some got it from Atlanta. Yeah.
It's like, you got some, bro. You got can't take Travada for that.
Jeez, that
ain't gonna
prep
you. She ain't gonna prep you for that. She can't prep you for that, goddammit.
That joke gonna say Travada ain't gonna fix that. Oh man.
And quietly cure AIDS, bro. Yeah. Like, bro, they could just
you get, got some shit you can take down. A month. Your cell count is down.
Your cell count is so low, they telling you can fuck without transmitting. And I'm like,
what? Now it's open to the public? Like, not just Magic Johnson can buy this? Everybody can get it now? Yep.
We ain't had no parade or nothing.
Right, they just swept that shit in. They were like, hey, guess what? Hey, Magic Johnson ain't got it no more. They hid that shit when he was, when he finally went into, like, non-detectable remission. They were like, hey, Magic Johnson ain't got AIDS no more. It's back to HIV. That was how they treated it. They didn't make a big deal about it or none of that. They were like, yeah, he went to India and y'all didn't believe it, but he really did it. He spent a lot of money.
And the whole time,
that was how they played it.
Everybody else still got HPV.
And the crazy thing about that is I heard about the human papillomavirus way back in the day. They taught us that in our health orientation class. Like, hey man, these chicks out here, they got the HPV, bro. You better be careful.
People got it. They said so.
Because nobody knew it existed.
Test that shit no more.
Because they didn't think people. First off, when it came out, or I should say, when they started detecting it, they didn't know. It was like, okay, some dudes got it, some women got it. We don't know who can transmit it, who can't. It seems like most women have it, and it's based on like their menstrual cycle or some shit. And that's what they started. And then it trickled into this whole other thing. It's like, no, man, it's just like this human disease that is transmitted between humans. You get it at some point in your life. It don't matter. It's kind of like the shingles. You get chicken pox when you're a kid, and if you don't, you get shingles when you're an old person. So it's like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's the one sexually transmitted disease every kid's supposed to get. Like, oh yeah, everybody had crabs when they was a kid. What? Hold, say again. Like, that's how they treat it. Like, yeah, HPV, everybody's got that. Yeah, man, it ain't no problem. It's whatever.
Bro, it's crazy world.
Yeah.
It's a crazy world.
But they
world.
Tell you, hey, man, don't get AIDS, though, man. Don't get that HIV. Don't let nobody spit in your mouth. And if you're going to do heroin, you use your own needle.
Bro, the scary stories about you go to the movie theater and people would, like, they poke, they self,
jab you.
They
yeah.
put it in the seat. So if you sit down in the seat, you get it.
Yeah, or they put it in the phone. The coin slot in yeah. the coin machine. Duh.
All kinds of crazy ways.
Put it in ketchup packets. They used to scare the fuck out of us as kids, man.
Bro, I'm scared of all this shit.
Dude, that was the killer for me. You mean to tell me there's people out here injecting their AIDS-ridden blood in the ketchup packets to spread throughout, you know, fast food restaurants to give everybody AIDS? And then you got people who jab themselves with a thumbtack or whatever and leave it in the little coin slot at the phone booth, and if you put your finger in there, you're gonna get your finger pricked, and now you got AIDS.
Man, a wise man once told me, he said, never eat a woman's spaghetti with your menstrual. And I'm like, I ain't get it. And I'm like,
shit, bro. I always knew that from a kid, because they was like, that's how a woman put roots
on you.
That's all I ever knew, is like, don't eat spaghetti when a woman is on her period, because she'll put roots on you. That's all I ever heard. All this menstrual cycle, that shit came later when they explained to me what that was. Like, that's the period, but it's like a week and this is whatever, whatever. No, don't eat spaghetti that a woman done cook, because she'll put blood in.
It's
like, that's all I knew.
Put a hex on it.
Yeah, and it's some weird ass island witch shit. That's all I knew. Then, once I got older and I understood, you know,
stirring the pot,
Rastafarian shit, and then, you know, Creole shit and Geechee shit, then I started hearing about, yeah, bro, she put this jar in the yard too. You put the hush jar in the yard, then they can't tell no lies on you and all this kind of shit. I'm like, what the fuck is a hush jar?
Bro, some cultures, you don't even sleep with, you ain't not even supposed to share the bed with your wife when she having a time of the month.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, she's supposed to just be completely.
But that was how it was in the old days. Right. You know, that was that old magic. Before they understood the difference between, like, science and, you know, what was actual science and what was all
voodoo. In
the home remedy type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Called it voodoo.
Mm-mm. Voodoo is not home remedy shit. Voodoo is an offshoot of hoodoo. Voodoo is strictly you fucking with dark entities. Hoodoo was this traditional offshoot of like French Christianity mixed with African spiritualism.
It was a religion to an extent.
But they were, you know, messing around with certain entities of other realms, right, using them for protection and asking them. I mean, the same thing that the Hebrews were doing way back in the day. That's what King Solomon was doing. That's...
Bruh.
He built the temple because he got these certain demons. He knew how to
conquer,
make these marks and, yeah, make these certain pacts with them so he could control them and they could not have any backwards effect on him. And that's the difference between King Solomon with the Hebrews and the way that certain other people interact with dark entities. They make pacts where it goes both ways, but Solomon was able... That's what Hebrew is. When you look at the way they write certain things,
right,
in Yiddish, it's called flame language. It was the language of the fire, the way that the right. flame was written. He was talking to demons and he knew how to speak to them in a way where he could control them to do what he needed them to do without any negative turn back on the mortal that asked the favor of the negative entity.
Bro, that's why I stopped saging. Like, I don't sponge because...
No, keep doing that. Always do that. No. Always do that.
In this house, I looked into it. I was like, you know what? I had a young lady come on and do my hair one time. Walked in the house and says, oh my God, like, whoever stayed here before you must have prayed a lot because I can feel the energy. I kind of looked at her like, girl, what you talking about? She kind of broke it down to me and she was absolutely right. Mm. And it kind of made me think. So I looked into this, you know, I was fun of, you know... I moved bedrooms and, you know, I bought a house that unfortunately a close family member passed away. Not just in the house, but in the room that I sleep in. So before I slept in the room, I was like, I feel like I need to do something to bless this room, to say thank you to my ancestor, my relative, but say I need some positive energy in here. So yeah, I was about to sponge.
My bedroom is my great uncle's study.
But I got led under the impression that, yeah, it's lesser demons that scare away other demons. I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay, word. So I just put out the good book, a nice little candle, and said the Lord's Prayer about three times. And,
yeah,
you know, I learned how to do it and asking it is given about the meditation Lord's Prayer. And I was like, wow, that's where it's a breathing exercise where you meditate doing it, where it's like an in and out, it's a rotation, every word kind of flows, and then you get to the end, and it's supposed to put you in a trance. And I was like, oh man, they didn't teach us this in Sunday school.
Because that's meditation. That's meditation prayer.
And that's up the devil.
That's what they tell you.
Man, we raised can't meditate. And I was like, shit, meditate, that's the most deep, that's when you really get your prayers answered. Shaw, you really,
like, no, you fucking with demons. Like, yeah, because you gotta fight your demons out of you. That's what meditation is for. Dispelling your demons out of you, helping yourself to gain more light to get the negative out.
I'm like, dang, y'all, you need to let them have that. But like I said, that's just neither here nor there. But that was just something I learned along the way, or at least experienced. But I tell you, before I go, I went to a metaphysical shop, and I got a headache instantly from all the different energy just fighting me when I got in that motherfucker. I'm talking, I haven't been
the one in about 2 years.
I'm talking, I walked in, it was a cloud of, oh my God, this is not the instant.
Well,
a cloud of energies in here, and I was walking through.
Well, I mean, it's a metaphysical shop, and I'm quite sure they had something that was heavily anchored in there.
All the anchors, like, all the tomes, all the stuff, bro. I felt that I seen it. Something in there was calling me, and I tried to find it, but I ain't. It was like I was hearing all these voices. It wasn't literally hearing voices, but the energy felt like it was just so much going on. I was like, you know what? I've just come back here because I can't do that. Whatever is calling me,
I can't feel you right now.
I can't tune in because everything's trying to get my attention. But I'll probably go back because, you know, it's like, felt the experience in there. But that's the first time I've been, not just this year, but in a good little while. But it was just the experience.
Dragon and Phoenix bookstore up there in the Atlanta area. You know, if you guys go up there, you know what it is. It always puts me in, like, Harry Potter feeling. It's like, there's a lot of stuff up in here that's got a lot of energy and a lot of history to it. Like, what could I find today? I mean, you might find you a Horcrux in there from somebody, but...
Who shall not be named.
Be careful. Yeah, but be careful about that. But it just, you know, that puts me in that mind state. But I do understand where you're coming from with that. There's a... metaphysical shop over there where the foot shop is. I still hadn't been over there. still. Medical.
Now, I never forget when my homegirl, whose name shall not be mentioned, was on the search for a crystal dildo. I bullshit you not. She was looking for a crystal. She wanted some calcite, some selenite, some fucking amethyst.
No, you didn't want no selenite, because you get you some selenite, that shit will dissolve in there and you don't
know. Rose quartz. Well, it was a rose quartz dildo. That's what she was looking for. I don't know if she ever found it, but God bless you.
You're right. Godspeed, Spider-Man.
Okay.
This is one of the many weird ass things that they came out with at CES for this year. That's what the fucking weird ass pillow looks like. The pillow with the tail. It looks like that. And it like wiggles to say hello, or wiggles when it's happy, when you pet it and hug it and shit. Right. Like, who are you making this for? That's weird, bro. It's not even for, like, if a person's sitting on it. The pillow is supposed to be sentient in and of itself. Like,
no, bro, you a pillow. I don't want... No.
That's, like, that's weird, dog. Like, I don't want that.
Give me some weird-ass Christmas list in the next 10 years, I'm telling you.
Long before then.
Right.
Long before the next 10 years.
Within the next 10 years, Christmas list is going to be off the chain.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you some shit I didn't ask for. Side tangent. Rooney Mara reportedly has been cast as RJ Hepburn in a biopic about.
I was gonna ask you about that. Yeah, man. Like,
started from the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Yes,
I am not happy about it.
She
don't
have the soft, subtle, cute, pretty look.
I feel like you can sell it however you can, dress it up, make it sound sweet, but I ain't with it. I ain't buying it. I don't like that shit. Like,
she's not soft enough looking to be Audrey Hepburn.
I mean, she ain't pretty enough to be Audrey Hepburn.
I didn't want to say it like that.
Say it.
I didn't want to say it like that.
Like, you can put the makeup on and do the damn thing. I'm pretty sure she's a great actress. I've seen a few of your movies. I'm just like, bro, I don't need an Audrey biopic. Leave that shit alone. But fine, fuck it. You here. That's just my opinion. Y'all can't kill me over that. I ain't called a woman ugly. I just said,
she's not pretty enough to be Audrey Hepburn.
I'm just like, dang, you know, you just... Well, who knows? I could be wrong. You know, maybe I get proved wrong, but that's... Look.
Right.
I ain't like that shit.
So, this week in Vegas, they had...
CES.
The Consumer Electronic Game Show. Or not games. Consumer Electronic Show. And I'm going to run down the Verve's best of show and whatever. Top whatever announcements this year.
All right, speaking to the mic.
So what we have here is the best in show was the Samsung Odyssey Arc. It says here, it goes without saying that over the past 2 years, the humble computer monitor has gained a new appreciation in many people's eyes. It's working from home that needs to be comfortable and productive, and it allows us to play games from either our preferred console or a high-powered PC. This one here, the new Samsung Odyssey Arc, seems to be the new wave in home PC gaming / whatever you might need it for. For starters, its huge 55-inch screen may be commonplace on TVs, but they're still rare for monitors. Secondly, it's a high-resolution 4K screen, and it has enough sharp text at a reasonable distance here, as it says in parentheses, and it has highly detailed imagery.
Let's talk about the 90-degree curve and the fact that it's horizontal.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You can use it horizontally, fully horizontally.
Like you got three monitors stacked on top of each other, bro. You can have three screens, like...
Stacked, yes.
Stacked, curved, like, coming towards your forehead.
And get a full representation of this perspective that you want. Yeah. The best laptop that came out, they say, is the ROG Zephyrus G14. Asus. Made by Asus. That's funny enough. It seemed like this year a lot of computer component companies were showing a lot of... I guess you would say base level affordable components.
Mm-hmm.
They had like two or three, I would say, readily available or readily affordable game cards, graphics cards, within the $250 range.
Yes, this AMD year. The fuck out.
Yeah. Asus here, they have the new, they swapped out the RTX 3060 for an AMD Radeon 60, what is it, 6800S. Armed with the chip and the AMD's new Ryzen 7 6900HS processor, it would not be shocking at all that the device was the top performing 14-inch gaming laptop coming to market this year. So Asus, showing out with a 16 by 10 aspect ratio, fixed basically only the complaint that I've ever had, says the, who's this? Monica Chen. That's the only problem she ever had, was that the ratio didn't fit for her from that model. The best TV was the new Sony 4K OLED TV, the A95K QD OLED, which is supposed to be the PlayStation TV, if you want to call it that.
That bitch, 8K.
Yeah. And if you hook it up to your PlayStation, it supposedly will automatically reset the aspect ratio, the screen resolutions, and color differentials for if you're watching something or if you're playing a video game. So it'll cut down on latency.
TV.
Yeah, but it's still, though. It's affordable, supposedly. That's super affordable.
Bruh, fuck out of here. But Kanye, yeah.
Yeah,
Bravia right. cam. It comes with the cam inside it. Oh no, you know you got me fucked up already. No, no, you put a camera in the TV.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, why?
You know, so it can, you know, watch everything and hear everything, bruh, and stop. Be able to, you know, if you want to gesticulate to the television and make it change channels.
I am not.
It can learn.
I am not trying to Netflix and chill and find that I got a sex tape in the morning.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying.
Although that would be dope with consent, but still.
I mean, you know.
You just can't put
it's cameras only for
in
a,
TVs.
It's only for AI learning purposes,
bro.
You
can't,
you know,
put cameras in TVs, bro.
I mean, you can. They're doing it, bro.
And this is Sony, nigga. We bombed it. We bombed Japan during the war, bro.
Yeah.
I don't want no...
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I am, for one, support our new Japanese electronic overlords
yeah.
bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Because the day that
they giving
Sony's,
us everything we want.
Bro, the day that these Sony's level up, you're going to wish you had an Xbox.
Yeah.
Because
the PlayStation is going
to
transform on your ass. And what? If you were not loyal to it, it's going to know.
Gundam homing device.
Right. Then you got BMW out here. Like
that was the steal.
Right. We got this color change car for your ass, bro.
That was the hardest thing I seen from the turn black, gray, white. I don't care if they're my three limited colors.
Bro,
we have a black BMW speeding on I-75.
Shoo.
It's a white BMW. Shoo.
Painted in e-ink.
Sick. Scratch that thing, it's over with.
It is what they say here, it is a pigment suspended in liquid, and then they send an electromagnetic charge through it and it changes the color. It says here, there are no word on how it would handle the colors or how it handles heat. It's still monochromatic. That's all you're going to get for now. But they're like, imagine if you could change the colors with your phone or whatever have you. But like I was telling Ote Derta earlier, like that's the same technology that's in like Kindles and whatnot. That's very sensitive. Imagine that's all around a car. Like
bro, if a rock hits your shit and one of your panels ain't gonna change.
Yeah, exactly. Or you know, a grocery cart bumps into your shit. It's fucked up. You can't change it.
Or what if it gets stuck on a certain color and just don't change back?
Right. Right. The whole rest of the car changes except that one panel and it won't change.
Mm. That car sexy though. Look like a Bugatti.
You got the Chevy Equinox. they're the best electronic car. Because Chevrolet and...
Oh, they weren't playing. GM was like, no, we taking this Obama money and we finna knock Tesla the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And who made the Sebring?
Chrysler?
Yeah, Chrysler. They're saying... Chrysler said... Yeah, Chrysler said they want to be fully electronic by 2028 and 2025 by the earliest.
Dog, I seen that GM Cadillac. I seen that electric Cadillac. And that's the thing. It ain't enough electric pumps that around the country where that shit gonna be optimal, because Shell is not making it where you can charge your car. They want you to spend gas.
But they're gonna incorporate that shit. That's the sad part about it. They're just gonna start building more charge stations. And people who have electronic cars are gonna start paying attention and start noticing.
Hyundai got this. That was Hyundai that presented the CES.
Well, Hyundai made that partnership with Boston Dynamics, and they've been showing nothing but robots and automated shit for the longest.
I still got my Boston Dynamics stock.
Hold on to it. I mean, they were on the first episode of The Mandalorian. There were these little dog robots on there. You think they CG? No, those were Boston Dynamic, fully functional dog robots.
They got a smart faucet, $675.
A smart faucet.
Use an app to change the temperature on your water.
A smart faucet.
Yeah, they got portable speakers that they announced. It look like suitcases. They're $200.
And I was telling Tay Dirty earlier also, I think it was Hyundai that came out with it. They've got these little pods that you can put on. Say for instance, You had a mini fridge or a mini freezer you wanted to move, and you couldn't. It was too heavy to move with people.
They got a 1.4 inch sound bar.
Yeah.
From Samsung. Yeah. Shit.
They got these little pods that you can put on stuff and make it a fully automated, fully self-reliant, self-navigating little pod.
They got a 6G Wi-Fi router. TP-Link Archer, that's what it's called. Dang.
6G Wi-Fi. Already.
6G Wi-Fi.
Already. Dog, but see, the thing about those kind of routers is you have to have the connection for the bandwidth already.
They got the smart lock that connect to your watch. All you need is the watch.
Dude,
get in the house.
Disney started this shit, and it's all... You fucked up, dog. You fucked.
I ain't fucking with none of this, bro.
You gotta have a magic band to get in your own house. It's over with. And then you see what they doing with the AirTags. People getting tracked.
They just throwing them in people's cars and following them home.
Yes. Putting them on there, just sticking it to them anywhere, and people don't know.
Bro, our laws are going to outpace the technology that we have, and we ain't going to be able to catch up. The only course of action is going to be to ban everything, and nobody's going to go for that.
Because the laws are going to be too far advanced and obsolete for the leaps that we make in technology that we don't think need laws on them.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Sony to announce the new PlayStation and what it's going to be and what is different from mine. Like, I already know they coming up with a 5.5.
Well, I mean, there's a chip shortage still, so that's the only thing holding that back. That's why nobody's really super excited about the new VR shit or anything like that, because even though it may exist, there are versions of it that are out there, but you can't make them on a major scale.
I actually had something about that. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, my phone chip is being a butt. Yeah, phone chip is definitely tripping right now. Anyway, I had a breakdown that explained all of the different VR chips. I was trying to see if I could find that info, but it is what it is. No, I don't. Oh, here we go. All right, Sony revealed, let me see. You had, per IGN, They have the PSVR 2, PSVR, yes. Oculus Quest 2, and the Valve Index.
Well, those are all the ones that are currently out as far as VR options.
They explain all the differences between every single one of them. I ain't gonna lie, that PSVR 2 looking like it just might be the one. The Oculus Quest 2 ain't in the scan at, but the PSVR 2 got eye tracking technology. It got a field view of 110 degrees. It can be corded. It's corded. The Oculus 2 is wireless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
and the PlayStation VR has to be connected to your PS5.
The Oculus, you can do it with the gaming PC.
And it stands alone. You don't have to have one. It can be all strictly self-contained in the headset.
Oculus 2 is LCD OLED for the PSVR.
Mm-hmm.
And the ratio you get is 2000 by 2040 per eye for the PSVR 2.
Yeah, it's more like, it's like double and a half of the Oculus 2 as far as resolution goes.
Yeah, people are complaining. They're just like, look, man, we don't care what Sony got bad technology, bro. They ain't gonna make no good games. That's like, damn, people ain't got no faith that they gonna make games. Oculus is owned by Facebook. So yeah. We already know, like, it's gonna be some meta. We already know they gonna put a new version out.
Right. And but see, that's the thing, like how Tay Dirty was saying earlier. Like, I've had a little time to fuck around in the VR thing. Also, it's like, they are going to have to find something other than the gaming, because the gaming is not what's going to draw you to VR. What experience are you going to give me that I cannot get from my console?
Porn.
It's not going to be porn. It's going to be, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be those live action in-person experiences that you usually would pay the money to get that you can't do now.
Unless James Cameron come out here and be like, look, Avatar 2.
You can touch the shit. And you can,
if you got an Oculus, you can watch it free the first week if you got an Oculus.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? They were just like, yeah, man, you got an Oculus, you can watch it with your Oculus, bro. And it's going to be fully, you can watch the movie just by looking around.
And you're in the scene. Like, you can look behind you and everything. Yeah, you'll fuck yourself. Yeah. You'll fuck them up that.
You're walking in the, you're gonna be punching shit. They're gonna try to slap Joe Zardana on the ass and fucking burn yourself in the kitchen.
Hey, yeah, I mean, but that's on you then. You ain't push your guardian system up right.
On January 10th, we're getting the Bob Burgers movie.
I'll watch it.
Okay, hold on. I was correct. No, that's the national championship. Taco Bell's gonna give away free tacos.
Oh, Taco Bell also is starting a
taco subscription.
Taco subscription.
$10 a month. You get a free taco every day for the whole month.
One free taco every day.
For the whole month for $10 a month. One free taco for $10 a month. Bro, that is not a bad deal. Bro, I would, if I had kids, like, nigga, that's your lunch money.
It's
you go to Taco Bell, go get your taco.
Get that taco.
You call that shit a night.
Whatever kind of taco you want.
Any kind of taco you want.
Because I fuck with Taco Bell through the app. I do.
They were one of the first to get an app.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, man, we ain't talk about your boy AB quitting mid-game, third quarter, just doing shit.
Hey, I'm retiring. I'm out of here, guys.
But he done did so many interviews. He basically said, look, man, I was playing injured. They didn't respect that shit. They treated me like shit. They paying me on a proof type of shit. Like, what I got to prove? I'm AB. He's like, y'all think I'm crazy. Nah, bro, these folks treat me like shit. Everybody,
because I was supposed to get paid on commission based on these milestones I was supposed to hit. And I was like, not going to hit them in this game. And I wasn't going to hit them at the end of my career by this point.
Yeah, he was like, man, fuck y'all. Y'all tripping. So, but they released them. The Bucks released them. Amar Aubrey did get some justice after Travis McHale, Greg McMichael, and William Rhodey Bryan were all granted life without the possibility of parole for the killing of Amar Aubrey.
Y'all, that's what I'm talking about.
Deserve what y'all got.
Lock them motherfuckers under the jail.
Yeah, man. We had the January 6th commission. They just said the same thing we've been saying, but they didn't do shit. People been getting off of slaps on the wrist for storming the Capitol.
Like, they on camera, they recorded themselves, other people recorded them, they are seen clearly on video, and you still not getting them. But all right. Mm-mm. QAnon, bruh. That motherfucker's still out here doing shit.
Yeah, man. It's a lot of games this weekend. National Championship on Monday. By the time you're hearing this, championship over there. Who'd you pick? I picked Georgia. Hopefully they
win. You
know
who I pick.
Yeah.
Don't ask me that question ever again in your life.
No doubt.
If we have to, if we have to choose between these two teams, don't you ever ask me again.
Last news I got for the day is Tom's has been voted by Yuki, aka Starman, as the best customer service of any retail company on the planet. I spilled bleach on my Tom's today. Just got them out the mail, out the box. Was mopping the floor. Opened up a can of vinegar to mop my floor, because that's what we do. I mop the floor with vinegar and Mr. Clean. But you know what was in that bottle? It was bleach. That shit spilled on my Tom's. Bleach burned my fucking Tom's. I called customer service. I didn't even try to hide it. I said, I spilled bleach on my Tom's the day I pulled them out the box. It's like, it's no problem. We'll send you a new pair.
Thank you.
No cost. They sent me a brand new pair of Toms. Thank you. Told me I can keep the ones I already got. But now I gotta figure out, alright, where they're bleached and stained, how can I make this shit? Do I just dump them in bleach and make them red? I don't know what the fuck to do. I need to take them to somebody who can customize them and customize these things.
Well, speaking of great customer service and things of that nature, Hideo Kojima says he is making a AAA game that everybody's going to want to play.
Okay.
He did an interview earlier, or I should say late last year, early, you know, whatever you want to say, with NHK Radio. He called The Wonderful World of Game Music, and he was saying how him and his team over at Kojima Productions are working on some little things, some tender morsels that those of us that fuck with Kojima will be waiting on and ready for. They are working on TV shows and video games.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, directly. So here we go here. It says here, more accurately, more accurate and literal translation of what he said on the AAA game statement is, quote, a big AAA title that everyone will say that they want to play. Others point that Kojima said that they don't have enough staff and are having difficulty recruiting new staff from abroad due to the pandemic. Plus, his LA studio is making a film, and an anime. These are all rough translations. And the way that Kojima speaks, he usually speaks in like a broken, like, really, what would you call it? Like cryptic.
Right.
Dialect. Like he gives you bits and pieces, but we already know that there is a Metal Gear Solid movie in production. We already know that that's happening.
What you crack from that book?
Dog, I'm taking my time reading the book. The book don't talk about none of that. The book is about strictly what Hideo Kojima thinks as a person.
Okay.
Because even in the foreword, which was pretty long, it's about him when he went to the bookstore and he found another book that he didn't read it for a long time, but he always carries books with him when he travels. And that's something that he feels like is one of the main things he's got to do. He likes movies, but he likes to read books too.
Gosh.
Like, I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting on Hideo Kojima to come out with a movie. Just because the way he made all the Metal Gear Solid games and the way that Konami fucked them over. And once again, I wish Ocean was here because Konami and Square Enix said they were leaning into the NFT thing.
That's gonna be big.
This shit, and they, the people who were still on their side left when they said this shit, and that's the fucked up part about it, because it's the 35th anniversary of Castlevania for Konami. What did they decide to do?
Make an anime?
No. They came out with an NFT collection.
Bro, NFT's gonna be like local rapper mixtapes.
And that's the fucked up part about it. Everybody got one for everything. And now it don't fucking matter. You got one, so what? Now it don't matter. The market is flooded with them. None of them are gonna be worth anything. That's what's fucked up about it. None of them are gonna be worth anything. It's gonna be like, how can I give a base comparison? Okay, it's like, say for instance, they re-came out with the landline telephone, right?
Right.
But if you had one of the original see-through telephones, like on Clarissa Explains It All.
So bad.
That's what NFTs are. It's like, if you got one of them, that shit is worth something. Any other landline telephone you got, even a rotary phone, ain't as valuable as the Clarissa Explains It All see-through telephone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. If you got this, it's worth something. You can have the that's pink with the see-through. Green with the see-through.
I got the Clueless voice changing headset, and I got,
nah bro, we want the see-through telephone, bro. That's the one we want.
Home Alone voice change.
That's the one we would. Nope. And see, that's what I'm saying. And then you got the Home Alone talkback. That motherfucker is,
I had it,
like collector's value level, like priceless. You remember the little pen, the talk pen, the talk back pen?
Yeah, I wanted one of those.
Dog, them bitches, collector's value is like up here for things like that.
NFTs, except they're digital, non-tangible.
But it all depends on which one it is.
Shit, Eminem paid $400,000 for an NFT that looked like him, one of the monkey NFTs.
And that shit ain't gonna be worth nothing. That's what's fucked up about it, because all them monkey ones are everywhere. It don't matter what it is. It, like the Yu-Gi-Oh thing, like, yeah, I put your granddaddy, yeah, you in know, the blockchain. I didn't put him in the blockchain. He's part of my Toon NFTs now. Like, that's what it is, dog. Like,
wait, gaming, this shit finna be rough. Somebody gonna, bro, I don't know what to say. Like,
the only thing, well, no, it's not gonna be rough for gaming, because it's easily going to be weeded out, for the simple fact that, like I was trying to explain to Ocean back then, none of these gaming companies are going to get in bed together.
Nope.
Nobody is going to say that, oh yeah, you got your bookcase on your game, you can use it on my game. Hell no. That's not how that shit works. Your game was made on a totally different engine than the game that I made, than the game that Tay Dirty made. So if you want to use his Hank Aaron hat in your game, in your Starman Universe game, you can't do that, because Tay Dirty already got it in his, you know, Late Universe Unlimited game or whatever. And you can only wear that Hank Aaron hat. That's the Tay Dirty Limited Hank Aaron hat.
Why, when you said
you can't use that one,
Starman hat game, Starman Universe, why did I immediately think we
are the crystal gems? Right.
That shit just popped in my head just randomly.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm saying, so okay, and even if that, if you decided you were gonna take the Steven Universe approach to your video game. But he didn't. He took the the Just Cause approach. So he used the Just Cause engine, whatever they use.
Series from beginning to end this year.
Just Steven Universe.
Just because I've only seen a handful of episodes, I feel like
it's well worth the watch. I like Steven Universe.
I feel like I'm gonna watch it from beginning to end. I still gotta watch all these Lupin movies, which is gonna be a stretch because they're hard to find on the internet. But I'm gonna find them.
You'll gain an appreciation for Steven Universe because it's a really good show.
I'm really finish a lot of shit that I was supposed to finish that I didn't start last year. Because I've been watching new movies ever since the top of the year started. So
I've just been playing
every
games
night. Every night I watch a new movie that I ain't seen that I'm supposed to watch. So I've been just trying to knock them out. I need to finish that Nicole Kidman movie.
I've just been gaming super heavy. That's all I can say. And when I do watch shit, I'm watching whatever it is I'm watching. That's the only way I can put it.
I dig that. Like I said, I'm digging all that.
That's the best way I can put it. Cause I didn't even get to give my own personal games of 2021.
Well, before we go, do you want to do that?
Katamari for sure.
Okay.
Doki Doki Literature Club on console.
I agree.
Because we needed that. It's not the same experience as when you played it on the computer. But we needed Doki Doki on console, man.
Yeah.
We needed that. There's no way I could explain this game to somebody and make them want to play it.
We've done it, and I think you can, because you've done it. I've done it. I was playing this shit to somebody the other day, and they was like, I want to play it. And I'm like, if you play Yandara Simulator, you'll like this shit.
Because it's not as involved. Yandere Simulator, you are playing as a character. That's third party, third person perspective. You see yourself moving the character around. In Doki Doki Literature Club, this is strictly dating simulator, graphic novel, or visual novel type shit. Like,
love it.
You are reading the shit on the page, and you are making the selection to do whatever you gonna do. And you either gonna save old girl or you're not. And you either gonna write her a poem that's gonna make her feel good or you're not.
You're not.
And it all boils down to Monica, dog. It's always Monica. Spoilers. It always has been, and it's always gonna be Monica.
So what other games you got?
Katamari Damacy. I was glad that we finally got it back. Physical copy, like I could buy another disc of it and put it in my PlayStation and play it. I think Watch Dogs Legion came out in 2020, but if it did, I give it an honorable mention. Because I love Watch Dogs, the franchise, it was good. I mean, that's an Ubisoft game, and you know how Ubisoft, they're always hit or miss with their shit. Even the new Far Cry, I don't have it, but it's real good, and I like it. And you can have buddy that was Grand Moff Gideon on The Mandalorian. He's the main villain on the new Far Cry. You can have him send you personalized messages, like for when you play the game. So like you can be doing certain shit and then you'll get an email from him, and he's messaged you like, oh yeah, you took out my bases and such and such, I don't appreciate that. Da-da-da-da-da. Like, he'll send you a personalized message, which I find pretty cool. Like, they're engaging the audience a lot more. Deltarune, not Undertale, Deltarune, which is the sequel to Undertale, made by Toby Fox, one guy. He got his fame from making a ROM hack of Mother or Earthbound, whichever, you know, version you played. That's what it's called. It was called Mother in Japan, Earthbound in America. He made a Halloween ROM hack version of Earthbound, and that was what got him famous. And then he created this whole game himself, Undertale. He made that himself. And then he created Deltarune, which is the sequel to the original game. The second part of it came out like super under the radar, like nobody knew, and then it was like, hey, guess what, Undertale Chapter 2 is out. And it was, it's still a demo. You can get it for free. You can play it for free right now. Computer and on console, you can get it for free. If you go on the PlayStation Network tonight, you can get it for free. But it's good. It's all made by one guy. He made the soundtrack. He wrote the game, wrote the storyline, everything, all by him. And Undertale is a game. There are three main paths to the game: pacifist, neutral, and genocide. So you can choose to not kill anyone, kill certain people, and you can still come out with a moderately good ending, or you kill
everybody.
Yes. And it changes the way that the game perceives you. If your first playthrough, you end up going on the genocide path, because if you kill certain people, you'll end up on that path. So if your first playthrough ends up being the genocide run, the game will never forget it. So you can't trick the game into believing that you're taking a true pacifist ending. You'll never get it if you don't do it first or second. If you don't do like the neutral ending or the true pacifist ending first or second, you'll never get it, because the game won't forget unless you totally delete your save file and restart over. Because one of the first characters that you meet in the game is the one character that remembers you throughout your playthroughs.
Mm.
And he tricks you the first time you play the game. He tricks you into basically doing harmful acts. If you haven't done anything harmful up to the point before you met him, he will trick you into doing something harmful for the first time in your playthrough. Because that's kind of like the way he is. His character, you think that he's a good guy in a way because the way they present him, but he's actually a bad guy. But you don't know it. So,
shit.
I mean, Undertale is, it's a hard game to describe without like ruining it, because there's a lot that happens in the game.
Okay, what's the name of it again? You said Earthbound?
No, that was the game he made the ROM hack of.
That was what put him on. Yeah. So this game is
okay. The main game is Undertale. That's Undertale. The first one. Undertale.
Okay.
And then Deltarune. It's Undertale just rearranged.
Okay.
Like the letters of Undertale rearranged
into
Deltarune.
Deltarune. Gotcha.
But it's a whole separate game. They tie in together because the main premise of the game is the overworld is where humans live and the underworld is where the monsters live. And then this one person that's still very vague about it. They looked human, but they might have been a monster, or they might have been a monster that looked human, whatever. And depending on the way that they grew up or how you played the game,
Toby Fox,
is what dictates them as a good guy or a bad guy. That was Char.
Oh, Chapter 2 came out last year.
Mm-hmm.
Got you. I had to look it up.
Yeah. Chapter 2 of Deltarune, not Undertale. Undertale is already fully complete.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
But shit, that's what's up.
Everybody's anticipating Black Myth Wukong. Don't know if it comes out this year or next year. Hoping it comes out this year, but I think it comes out next year.
Wukong. Yeah, I seen the preview for that. I want to play that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I want to go back and play Dante's Inferno.
It's going to be on the Unreal Engine. If they remaster Dante's Inferno, that'd be great. Because it was a broken game. It was very, very broken.
I need to crack open that God of War. Like I was saying, it's like I said, I'm
that super anticipated for this year. God of War Ragnarok. Man. Mm-hmm.
I need to that's like I said, man. I'm a try to do more gaming. Last year I had my 5 for the first time for a whole year. I did a fair share of gaming, but I still want to do more. The only games I beat were Star Wars,
No, they announced
Ghost of Tsushima.
They announced Fallen Order Part 2.
Part 2. I just seen it.
Duh. Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for that because Fallen Order was good.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Fallen Order was good.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I feel accomplished. I beat a handful of games. So,
yeah, I did too.
More games that I want to play. I beat Avengers. I beat.
They still coming out with shit.
Yeah, they still coming out with shit. But, you know, I beat the main story and a lot of the stuff. Now it's just on to getting new stuff that they drop in there. You know, but yeah. Like I said, I've been playing games all year.
She-Hulk's supposed to be coming and somebody else that they have not given any hint about.
I don't know if I mentioned it earlier. They pushed the Ms. Marvel movie series back because they're doing reshoots. So that's coming out later. They're in Atlanta right now doing reshoots. Extensive reshoots from what the article said. Yeah, that's some screen crush. I'll take it with a grain of salt.
I mean, screen crush know what they talking about, though.
Guess we'll see.
I gotta wait on Kamala Khan just a little bit longer. That's okay.
Man. Well, shit, man. I got nothing else, but Tales of the Tars, it's been a damn good episode, man. It's
yeah, a lot more
content than I thought we were gonna get to.
Yeah.
Should be like a whole bunch of it, man. Like, so you as the listeners, I hope y'all really enjoyed it. Hope y'all like it. I still think I'm gonna give you a Senpai Sunday breakdown, and it might be coming up right after this.
Okay.
I just finished a lot of shit, and yeah. I definitely gotta talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, but before we go, I just gotta talk about Harry Potter real quick.
Oh, yeah, let's get it.
We're about to get The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I don't know if you saw the last Fantastic Beasts movie.
Right, I've seen no Fantastic Beasts movie. Mm. I started trying to watch one of them on the fucking plane, and I just didn't finish before the plane landed, so I didn't finish the movie.
Yeah, see, Harry Potter,
I need to go on HBO Max and change that.
That was the start, you know what I'm saying? That put me into the universe, but I fuck with Newt Scamander. Like, that's the one Hufflepuff that I fuck with. Like, I mean, if I was a Hufflepuff, I would have been like Newt Scamander. Like, that would have been it. But I'm Ravenclaw all the way, hands down. Like, anybody else from Ravenclaw, you can put me in that position, I would probably be them. But there was this character they introduced in The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie is going to tie in to who he is. And that person in the Harry Potter story was moderately important. I won't really... Okay, spoiler alert for those that do know this. Dumbledore's brother. It's Albus Dumbledore's brother. But they treat him as this character that did not know his backstory. He didn't know who he was. Grindelwald told him who he was. And shit ensues. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Mm.
Grindelwald is played by Johnny Depp, been replaced by Mads Mikkelsen, like based on the whole shit. Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. I don't like it either. And we're gonna see what happens with
that. Yeah, replacing Johnny Depp, bro. I ain't like that shit, bro. That shit blew me, but I still watch it.
Yeah. But they still gonna keep. I mean, it's. She looks better than him. That's all it is. And she said it on the tape. Nobody's gonna believe that I beat you.
Johnny be good, bro.
Johnny is good. And you, I'm sorry. I mean, it's not your fault, but you was blinded too. You didn't believe that she was beating him, so that was just what it was. That was just what it was, man.
Oh, no, I believe it definitely was. Shit going down, but you know.
At the end of it, yeah, it was undeniable. But at first, you was right there. You was like, nah, dog, I don't believe that, dog.
Because in the domestic situation, she beat him like that, both dog. Of y'all motherfuckers guilty. Both of y'all did some shit.
And then you really come to find out, like, nope, he really was trying to keep the peace, and she was beating the shit out of this man. And it's sad times, dog, but Johnny Depp gonna get his due, dog.
Yeah, man.
He's gonna get his due,
I can't wait for his next Netflix series to come out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like
you're
going to link up with one of these streaming services and he gonna just put out some exclusive content and everybody gonna love it. He gonna take a 3-4 year break and he just gonna come back out and we're gonna be like, oh shit, bro, this series is off the it's gonna be a series.
And Johnny Depp is right, we're gonna be like, Johnny still got it. I don't know why we
he's gonna do a TV series and just come back and we're gonna be like, damn. That's what I'm saying. He's gonna make
the switch. And the shit gonna be super fire.
From movie to TV. I'm telling you, a Johnny Depp TV series is coming.
Or he's just gonna team back up with Tim Burton again and make some shit that's super fire that nobody would expect.
An animated series? That'd be cool. John, there was a voice out there. I haven't had it, bro. I'm like, bro, him doing voicing the character.
I see that.
Dope. Like,
that Joker come back out with like a Edward Scissorhands. That's like stop motion claymation or some shit that you wouldn't expect. Like, it's totally out left field, but it's par of the course for them. And them teaming up again, it's like, it's gotta be good. You can't expect it to not be good, and then it just ends up being like just stupid good.
Bring it on, Johnny. Johnny.
Or he gets back with Disney and they give him like a solo Captain Jack movie. And this solo Captain Jack Sparrow movie that for Pirates of the Caribbean serious. Ends up being like,
you know that,
or
shit.
Maybe that,
you know,
or they give him a series and it just ends up being like a sleeper hit.
It's something, man. I think he's gonna revamp. He's gonna come back out, and you know,
cause he's still on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. If Disney was not fucking with Johnny Depp at all, they would have removed him from the Pirates of the Caribbean. He's still on the ride. Mm-hmm. Like Captain Jack Sparrow was not part of the. You got to remember, the ride existed before
the movie, yeah.
So this ride, they created that whole movie scenario after the ride. Mm-hmm. And then they invented Captain Jack Sparrow and put him back into the ride. So if they still got him there, I mean, they still fucking with him to some degree. But
I'm with it, man.
I'm with that, too. I mean, I just want him to stay in Harry Potter, bring him back.
Yeah.
Even if, like, how they did in the first Fantastic Beasts movie, they pulled one of my favorite movies, The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus. Mm-hmm. They had all these different people play Grindelwald, so you didn't know what he truly looked like till the very end of the movie.
Right.
Then you come to find out he looked like Johnny Depp.
They do it. They do that in reverse, where he pops back up and he's like, "Hi, I changed my identity, but it's really me."
Right, I changed my look, but it's still me. Right, but cool. Yeah. See, and then that's what they're gonna do on this one. I don't know if Johnny Depp's not gonna be in it at all, or if they got Mads Mikkelsen just playing him throughout the majority of the movie, and then they renegotiate and put him back in.
That'd be cool.
Cause in this movie. In the Harry Potter storyline, we already know who Dumbledore's brother is. Mm-hmm. In this movie, you find out that Ezra Miller's character from Fantastic Beasts is Dumbledore's older brother.
Gotcha.
But he didn't have his memories at first. He got switched at birth, and then he thought he was adopted by this other person. Then come to find out, and Grindelwald... His whole thing is he's tricking like pure blood wizards into going to war with like muggles and mudbloods and everybody else who's not a pure blood wizard, because his whole thing is, I want everybody to be free, whether you are magical or not. Like, because in the wizarding world, the Ministry of Magic holds people who use magic up here, and muggles are
magic,
the working class. Yeah, yeah, they're the working class. They're casteless. They can't use spells. They can't read magic. They can't summon. They can't feel magic. No, none of that. That's why they made it such a big deal when Hermione got called the mudblood, because that was like a super derogatory term. That's like back in the day. Like when your mama and my mama, if they called a mulatto, like that was a negative term. But like for us nowadays, like that's just like, oh, you mix. But for them back then, that was like super negative. That's what they consider being called a mudblood to be. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. yeah, one of the people in your family was magic, but the other person ain't. Like, you ain't no pure blood magic user. And Grindelwald was trying to make the pure bloods go to war with people who cohabitated and did business with muggles, non-magic users, or wanted to live in a world where a magic user could marry a non-magic user and have children together and that kind right. of thing. And Grindelwald kind of, that was where he was trying to make this whole stir the pot thing.
Okay, I'm gonna have to watch Fantastic Beasts and just catch up on the whole thing. It just, time passed and it just got ahead of me, and it's just like, yeah, I'm behind. So eventually I'm gonna have to.
Well, because this year and next year, I don't know if they're both coming out this year or one's coming out this year and one next year, but the play, The Cursed Child, mm-hmm. that's about Harry as an adult and his son, that movie is about to come out, and the new Fantastic Beasts movie is about to come out. This is the 20th anniversary of the original Harry Potter. That's why the reunion special came out on HBO Max. This year is the 20th anniversary of Harry Potter.
I saw that. And
the Philosopher's Stone. So, they really trying to make sure people know and restir that. Like, yo, Harry Potter ain't done yet. We still got a lot to do.
A lot to do. Damn right, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we at.
Yeah. Harry Potter and the Wizarding World, man. Baby.